Many low-income children rely on federally funded summer food programs when school's not in session. But an estimated 80% of eligible children in Indiana may be missing out. For our series, Chasing the Dream, Jill Sheridan reports on efforts to reach them.
On the west side of Indianapolis, Stout Park boasts a playground, splash pad, a picnic area, and a large green space. And earlier this month, it hosted a USDA summer food service program. Chris LaValvo brought her two small children.
Being that they're 4 and 5, peanut butter and jelly is their most important thing. And it's very healthy. Things that sometimes I just can't afford to do at home. It's always nutritious, and they get a choice, and that's what I like the best.
The federal summer food program requires distribution in areas where at least half of the children qualify for free and reduced meals. Here in Wayne Township, about 75% qualify. But approximately 80% of Indiana's low-income children won't be able to connect with the federal program this summer. The Indiana Department of Education, or DOE, heads efforts to recruit sponsors like schools, faith-based organizations, and parks to host feeding sites. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Glenda Ritz says one challenge is letting people know where these distribution centers are.
And so we have to make sure that we get the word out to as many families as possible to be sure they continue to have that kind of food during the summer months. It's just so important. As I said before, you know, you feed the body, you feed the mind.
The DOE is running more ads this year, and it has a new text message campaign. But Ritz says even if they reach more people, they still have another problem, transportation. And it might be the most complicated. With commuting and other lifestyle changes, a growing number of low-income children now live outside the neighborhoods that qualify for federal assistance. Lucy Melcher works for No Kid Hungry and says the food service program needs a makeover.
It's really operating in the same way that it was more than 40 years ago. And as we know today, communities in poverty look very different than they did in 1975.
On top of this, transportation can also be an issue within qualified neighborhoods.
We need to make sure that we have a summer meals program that can reach children no matter where they live during the summer months.
Melcher wants to see Congress rework the program through the Child Nutrition Act. Her group is urging lawmakers to consider easing constraints and giving sponsors more ways to administer the program.
The challenge is that overall this program just does not allow for the kind of flexibility and innovation that organizations on the ground need.
But innovative ideas are happening at another site in Indy's Wayne Township.
This is our second year back.
A few years ago, Child Nutrition Director Sarah Gazarowski decided to take $30,000 from her budget and rehab a school bus to bring the summer meals to new sites. She was able to add another bus last year.
Each bus does a couple hundred meals a day. And our second bus right now has a new route, and so it's dropped from our normal count, but it's reaching an area that really needs us down there, so it's just going to take time to build that up.
Michelle Strong and her three children sit on long benches that line the inside of the food bus that's parked in a west side apartment complex.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, to be honest, some people don't have food at home, so this is a chance for them to come down here and eat.
Gazarowski says she still wishes she could do more.
I think sometimes the fact that we don't have an option to take it. It would be wonderful if the program allowed us, like kids, to sign up, that we know they're in need and we could get the food to them, you know, like what I call meals on wheels, for summer lunch.
The federal government requires the reauthorization of the Child Nutrition Act every 5 years. Both Congress and the Senate have passed versions that include the Summer Food Service Program and are working on a compromise. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.
Chasing the Dream, Poverty and Opportunity in America on WFYI is made possible by the JPB Foundation and the Ford Foundation. To explore the series online, go to WFYI.org/chasingthedream.